So much to say, so little time. There is so much going on here, I don't even know where to begin. A lot of you probably already saw this video, but I wanted to talk about it because the hypocrisy, the disgust, the just arms in the air saying, I don't know what's going on with this MAGA baloney. So we have Tina Peters, former clerk for Mesa County, Colorado, sentenced to 9 years for tampering with voting machines. You know, she was the county clerk, another MAGA Trump radical. Unbelievable. Ladies and gentlemen, how many people are going to go to jail for Donald Trump? How many people are going to go to prison for Donald Trump? When is MAGA going to get it? They don't see this. They don't see all of this. All these people going to prison for him. Everybody's going to prison but him. Anyways, let's take a look at her arrest. This was the radical MAGA. She was a former clerk for Mesa County, Colorado. This is at the time that they arrested her.
Okay, no, Brandy, put your cup down and turn around. Ma'am,
no. Let go of me. You let go of me. Let go of me. Let go of me. Let go of me. It hurts. Let go of me. Give me my
Do not hit. Do you understand?
Stop it. No, let go of me. Yes, you are, Caleb. Give me my key to my car. Give me my key to my car. Give me my key to my car. Give it to me. Give me my key.
Step outside for me, please.
Take my purse. Let go of me. You're hurting me. And I'm going to show all the bruises that you put on me. If
you're... So the Law and Order Party, right there. But you know what? Law and order only applies to other people. Privileged white MAGA radicals believe that they are the exception. And she's an example of that right there. Just imagine, ladies and gentlemen, close your eyes for 1 second and imagine that being a black man or a black woman. That same process right there. I guarantee you that person would be on the ground at gunpoint within seconds. But these people believe they are the exception to the rule. She kept just announcing, how dare you, blah, blah, blah. This is what I'm talking about. Tina Peters, we might as well call her another Karen. She's the exception to the rule, because law and order only applies to black and brown people, because they are the MAGA. And MAGA believes that all the rules only apply to other people. Making America great again only means that we're going to be able to do what we want, and all of you other people, you better watch out, because the law is coming after you. That's the whole policy. That's what these people believe in. They are the exception to the rule. And if you ever get into a situation like she was in, you have a right to act like she was. I mean, radical, disgusting. But you know what? The universe works in amazing ways. And I guarantee you Donald Trump's time is coming. But all these other people, it ends up catching up to him. This woman, she got 9 years, and you've got to see the sentencing. It's unbelievable. This judge is incredible. Many of you probably already saw this video before, but this woman basically was tampering with voting machines. She was screwing around with them. She wanted to make sure Donald Trump won, or she was trying to prove that there was something wrong with him. She was trying to create chaos, the bottom line. She also provided an official badge for the MyPillow Mike Lindell, one of his affiliates, to go in there and start tampering and screwing around with these machines, somehow proving that these things are cheating in some way. So she allowed this person official access to some of the, I mean, the things that she did, her the way she handled it, her arrogance, her arrogance in the whole thing was absolutely incredible. And she still, even after this arrest, she basically says that she's working for a higher power, the orange balloon. I don't know what higher power it is, but that higher power really didn't back her up when she's going to prison for 9 years. Look at the sentencing. Watch this. It's incredible. It's amazing. And the judge saw right through her.
Your reputation at this point is poor because of what you've done here and after. Your lies are well documented, and these convictions are serious. I'm convinced you would do it all over again if you could. You're as defiant as a defendant as this court has ever seen. You don't have those histories of drug and alcohol abuse. There's no lifetime of trauma, not even close to the type of mitigating circumstances I would see from many folks who sit in that chair. No, to the contrary, Ms. Peters, you are a privileged person. You are as privileged as they come. There are many things in my mind that are crystal clear about this case. You are no hero, you abused your position, and you're a charlatan who used and is still using your prior position in office to peddle a snake oil that's been proven to be junk time and time again. In your world, it's all about you. You abdicated your position as a servant to the Constitution, and you chose you over all else. Yes, you are a charlatan, and you cannot help but lie as easy it is for you to breathe. You betrayed your oath for no one other than you.
Incredible. I love that judge was absolutely incredible. The way he put it, nailed it every time. Nailed it. He had her written. He knew what she was all about. He knew that she was not going to change her ways. She proved that she was not going to. She basically said she wasn't. Because she's working for the great Donald Trump, the orange, glowing, bloated, sweaty orange buffoon. This is what I'm talking about as far as this MAGA cult. And people keep saying, you know, we're not a cult. Gosh darn it. Why do you guys keep calling us a cult? This is an example of this cult. These people feel like they have a higher calling. Donald Trump has convinced them that he is the second coming, the Almighty, and you need to work for him. Donald Trump has convinced them to do whatever it takes to make things work out for him. Donald Trump has created this group of people that no matter what he does, no matter what he says, he gets away with it. He called it in 2016. He could go out on Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and they still wouldn't care. And, you know, we all thought that was funny back then. We all thought this guy's nuts. He called it back then, 8 years ago. He has created this group of people that are living in another universe. They are in a completely different bubble. Facts mean nothing to these people, no matter what it is. You know, this Jack Smith report just came out. They don't care. They don't give a crap. They read it. Their response, fake news. Everything that they don't want to hear is fake news. Any kind of facts that come out, they could see it. They could hear it. They could smell it. Every aspect of the truth coming out right in front of them, they call it fake news. But they do the whataboutism. Whataboutism. Well, what about it, Kamala Harris? Or Kamala, whatever they call her. What about this? What about that? You know, there are people heading into this election. You know, they're claiming they're undecided, which is a bunch of baloney. They're Trump voters. But even Trump voters themselves are saying, yeah, Trump did this. Trump did that. Trump tried to overthrow the election. Trump tried to create a coup. Trump got convicted on 34 counts. He said he likes to grab the women by the you-know-what. He insults the handicap, the military, gays and lesbians, blacks, You name it. He's done it. He's been there. He tried to overthrow the frickin' government. You know what their response is? It's all a template. They all say the same thing. Well, I don't like Kamala's economy ideas, so I'm voting for Trump. Donald Trump tried to overthrow the country, and they don't like Kamala's economy ideas. This is where we are. They are in a completely different universe. And please, people, for you sane ones, for you people that are in the regular world of facts, please don't try to argue with them. You might as well pick up a rock from outside, put it in front of you, and have a debate with that rock, because you're going to get through more to that rock than you are the MAGA cult. They don't want to hear it. They don't care. They have this man. They're going to go down with him no matter what it takes. Many of them have proven it already. Many of them right now are sitting in prison. They're that loyal to Donald Trump. They're in prison. Donald Trump is not. Some of them have filed for bankruptcy. Donald Trump's selling watches. Rudy Giuliani lost major lawsuits, filed bankruptcy twice. He's out of money. He's sweating black stuff from his hair from the stress of Donald Trump. He lost his bar. He's out. I can name one thing after another that's happened to Rudy Giuliani. Donald Trump, if it gets to a point where Rudy does something, or Rudy does something that's not going to benefit Donald Trump, the next day, if somebody asks about Rudy Giuliani to Donald Trump, he's going to say the exact same thing he does about all these other people. Well, I heard of him. I don't know much about him. I heard of him. I hardly know him. This is what he does. He spits you out. He chews you up and spits you out. But until the MAGA realize this, until they realize how much he's taking advantage of him, all this crap, this grifting that he does, the watches, the artwork of himself, the coins, the cheap plastic gold shoes, he's going to keep taking money. He's going to take whatever he can out of you, your vote, whatever it means for him to just either make money or stay out of jail. That's all he wants from you. He doesn't give a damn about you. He doesn't want to be president. He doesn't give a crap about this country. It's all about Donald Trump. And until the MAGA realize that, please keep sending him your money. Write those checks. Send him as much money as you can. If you have to, take a second out on your house. Do whatever it takes. And some people have. Retired people completely cashing in their 401ks, taking seconds on homes so they can invest in that ridiculous Truth Social app, which is dropping by the day. But these people have been told Truth Social is going to be better than Facebook. I saw a guy on TV, a retired man, military guy, family, you know, working for, you know, who knows how long. And he took a second out on his home and put all his money on Truth Social. And one of the reporters asked, well, do you realize what that stock is valued at, right? I don't care. I know the great Donald Trump said that this thing's going to be better than Facebook. I believe in the great Donald Trump. I know he's not going to cheat me out of my money. He's a good Christian. Holy crap. And yeah, I know. I just look at the TV and think, another one that's going to be taken, another good, hardworking American that's going to be taken by this con man. And it's happening over and over and over again. I don't know. We can't save you. You're going to have to save yourself. Many of us have tried. Many of us have tried to tell you, please open your eyes. Wake up one morning. Look in the mirror. Splash some water on your face and say, I'm out. don't get stuck with this grifting con man, please, ladies and gentlemen. But for those of you that want to listen, I got to take my own advice. I'm not going to preach to you anymore. All I can say is if you want to continue to give your money to him, if you want to continue to cheat and break the law for him, if you want to go to prison for 9 years because you were trying to do him, the great Donald Trump, a favor, if you want to sit in prison because you tried to overthrow the I can't believe I'm saying this. It's like we're in a bonkers universe. If you tried to overthrow the election and try to overthrow the country for him, you know, good luck with you. Have at it. Couldn't do it without you. But Donald Trump, it's going to get to the point where after all that you have done, maybe you've taken a plane ride with him. Maybe you've given him all that you got and you've met him and you've had dinner with him and you did this and that for him. It's going to come down to this. So what about Joe Smith? You know, he did all this with you and he went out on that trip with you and he helped you do this and do that. Yeah, Joe Smith. Yeah, I heard of him. Don't really know him. And that's what he's going to do with this country. I heard of them all. Don't really know them all. Don't let this continue. Stop the madness, ladies and gentlemen. The man is a con artist, crook, and he always will be.
I'm in my MAGA cult. Don't mess around, no, yeah. Give me the cue, yeah, I'm out of blues. You're gonna get me.